This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The assault on the very biological operations of the human species is going into turbo gear. The social engineering is now completely naked. Mainstream corporate media admits the plan is to destroy the family and to destroy any semblance of Christian civilization because it stands in the way of total, absolute, technotronic technocracy in the globalist own words. The fabulously destructive, over-the-top nature of this is unfathomable. The admissions now that, oh, you can't have a family, oh, you can't have a church. The true naked authoritarianism of it is just complete. I have stacks of news here in front of me, like this one. Should the next emoji rollout include a pregnant man? Leftists think so. You think of that as a joke, it's a total assault on humanity. Here's another one. Purdue Writing Guide: words with man should be avoided. And then, of course, many areas are moving to say don't use it. Or if you use the wrong weird pronoun, you will be arrested in California. This is authoritarianism. Meanwhile, mass protests against Merkel and immigration are spreading through Germany. But don't worry, British horse racing is too white, industry told. Now, I've got a lot of big stories. Those aren't my top stories. It's just, when you sit back and you look at that, and that's just stuff in the stack without even looking today, and I have a whole stack I want to get into of George Soros announcing that he's basically the emperor of the EU and bragging he's overthrowing countries and bragging he'll overthrow other countries that just want to be sovereign. And as the people recognize the EU as the new Soviet Union, many of the EU posts manned by former Soviet controllers that were over Eastern Europe. I mean, most of them were. They bring them into Germany, France, you name it, to actually run things because they know how to autocratically do that. And then Soros is in the news saying, shut down all nationalist speech, period. It's not just ban somebody pointing out that a Muslim runs over people or pointing this or that out with mass Stockholm syndrome. You're not supposed to talk about it. He just says, ban it all. See, once they ban the KKK or the Nazis, then they ban being nationalist. Then they ban saying mother or father. This is beyond authoritarian. It is a total cult run by a bizarre Nazi war criminal being worshipped by the left in fake news wars where the media just spews endless lies, false allegations, and disinformation. It's incredible. Remember all the fake women that weren't even real that said Trump raped them? It was just all made up. I got called by an international newspaper yesterday saying, oh, we're going to publish this story. And I just said, you're in London. I definitely want a lawsuit against you. So I said, that's a total lie. I mean, the stuff they were telling me was total fiction, not even a grain of truth. It was just completely, completely made up. But that's the climate we're in. It's just incredible. And these people will laugh at you when you're talking to them, going, it's okay, it's okay. You're famous. That's all that matters. That's how it is when you're famous. It's all just a sick joke. Where is the bottom to this? The bottom is the collapse of civilization by design, but the breakaway civilization will be completely separate. See, we're being collapsed. being sucked dry while it's being built. And it's already being AI controlled. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, just look at this headline I've got in front of me. It says it all. Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit in 2016. And then I remember Dr. Corsi, who we've got coming on the show today, when we first hired him, and he was writing articles every day last year. Will you guys pull some of those up? I meant to tell you, I forgot. It had headlines like Russians behind anti-Trump campaign, Russians behind Russian dossier, Soros-funded Russians, on and on and on. He probably wrote 20 articles, and I said, listen, I know you're trying to defend the president. But I said, this is crazy. He said, no, they're all Soros funded, and I have the documents. He started publishing them. And I still, even though it was true, I couldn't believe it. And then now it all comes out. Because it's not Russian government. It's troll farms that anybody can pay. And so, of course, it turns out 80%+ was anti-Trump during the campaign, when he was president-elect, and then when he was president. And they were funding the main anti-Trump demonstrations because it's a big troll farm that you can pay them to do stuff. Just type in InfoWars.com on the end of it and just type in, there's probably 50 of them actually. Yeah, there it is. Deep State and DOJ plot to sell CNN to George Soros and AT&T acquisition. No, that's not it. It's 2017. It's right when Corsi came to work here. And he wrote probably 20, 30, 40, 50 articles on it until I was like, stop, this is ridiculous. George Soros to EU, fight populism, regulate social media. Now, that's the new announcements that I want to get to later on censorship. That's a whole other topic. The Corsi articles last year were specifically on how Russian groups funded the anti-Trump operations, and it turns out it's true. So when he comes on, just call Corsi. He'll give you 10 of the articles or so. We'll do fine. We'll just get 10 of them. I just want 10. Right here, I can just read 10 of them on air. I want to read 10 headlines to people. This is a neurotic thing I need to do. Even though everybody knows he said it. And it turns out that it's all completely true. Russian expert paid by Soros penetrates Trump White House. Yeah, that's an article from June of last year. It just goes on and on. But, you know, these are just no more. I'm reading these headlines, and it's fine. I just want the specific ones. You can call him. He'll know. He's written probably 800 articles, so it's going to be hard for InfoWars just to get it out of the haystack. Just call him and say, you published articles with the documents in maybe March of last year, February, March, April, and tell him until Alex said, please stop. And I don't normally do that, but I was like, even though it was true, I didn't believe it. I just could not believe it. I'm like, that is just crazy. And then it turns out, I guess they did that so that they can, then when they got caught attacking Trump and the nationalists through it, they would double back and say it was Russians. And see, now I can't even think like these people do. So it just gives me a headache. So that's all going to be coming up. That's just one article I was going to mention. So here it is. This is out of MRCTV. Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit, and MSNBC more than any other station when you break it down. If CNN's looking to harass people who might be complicit, however unwittingly, the Russian election meddling, maybe they should send Drew Griffin over to Joy Ann Reed's house with a camera crew. Well, that would be called harassment. Yeah, they go to this poor lady and they said, you know, you're a Russian bot. And she goes, no, those are real people on my Facebook. Well, I mean, most of the stuff on Facebook's a bot from some company. So again, they're trying to introduce bots to the public now that have been around for over a decade. Sock puppets, megaphones, or other names for them, where a person programs, then a bunch of avatars go out, like an army of little robots go out, and they're trying to brand it like the Russians have it, and the Russians, like, and they've got a thing called running water too, and so when there's running water in your house, it's the Russians, or if you've got cockroaches, it's the Russians. Everybody's got them, and the Russians invented cockroaches, and if you see blue sky, it's the Russians. It's any form of bots, any form of fake news, it's just Russia. Just more branding to the public, because they know the public's in the dark. So they go, let us introduce you to something called bots. And we've got everybody running around over and over and over again telling us that we're all Russian agents and we want nationalism or the Second Amendment. They say that's a Russian conspiracy now. On and on and on. And it turns out, of course, they were really out there being funded by leftist groups and by Soros-affiliated organizations, just like all these AstroTurf groups, he is at the center of the whole consortium. And so that's what they're doing. They go, they pick an old lady because they feel like they can bully somebody. And, you know, this is how powerful and how great they are. So you got her and her husband, and this, you've got, you know, the old you know, car there in the garage, and This is CNN harassing people. If you're a TV viewer, you can obviously see that. We've got that on screen. But Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit in 2016. If CNN's looking to harass people, who might have been complicit, however unwittingly, in the Russian election meddling, maybe they should send Drew Griffin over to Joy Reid's house with a camera crew. NBC published a database last week of some 200,000 tweets that Twitter had linked to malicious activity from Russian-linked accounts during the 2016 presidential campaign. And it turns out that MSNBC host was the single news personality most often retweeted by Russian internet trolls during the campaign. Attorney Dan Abrams of Law and Crime crunched the numbers and found Reid had been retweeted a whopping 257 times by Russian trolls, far more than Russians' second favorite pundit, Sean Hannity. Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that 200 and something times, that's nothing. They've got bot campaigns pushing Amazon for advertising that are on basically every platform you go to. They've got anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-gun, anti-veteran, anti-American bots. They admit the former head of Facebook, a bunch of their executives, vice presidents have all gone public, Sean Parker, you name it, saying, we designed it to have bots that you think are your friends and that come in and oppress you and make you feel like you're desperate and alone, and then you're only reinforced by the bots when you go along with their political and corporate and advertising means, and then by progression, we radicalize you and make you more and more depressed, and the person we target is a young millennial who never developed friends because they had smartphones and computers their whole lives. That's why Steve Jobs, that's why Bill Gates will not give their children smartphones or iPads on record. And this is Sean Parker and many others up there on television saying, we did this to manipulate your dopamine levels with Pavlovian conditioning to program you and put you into a near sleep state in everyone's face. And they've done it, And then they go, oh, my gosh, a troll farm retweeted people thousands of times, 200 and something individually. Whoop-de-doo. Wow. And they look at it and they go, oh, 600 plus thousand accounts might have touched these accounts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Facebook alone, I've got like 12 of them or something, about 5 million likes altogether, but one of them's got close to 2 million. It says our global reach monthly is in the billions. Reach just means our stuff is seen on pages. Doesn't mean it gets read. Doesn't mean all gets watched. It means people have it on their screen. Billions, over a billion a month. InfoWars. The Russians, 600,000 at their little troll farm? Whippy, whoopy, duply do. I mean, when you know how the internet really works, this is redonkulous. This is so stupid. I am sick of hearing about Russians all day. It's total crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. This whole bot thing really makes me angry, and to see CNN going to old ladies' houses and harassing them because they didn't know that there were some bots from some Russia company, most of which were bought by leftist groups to be anti-Trump. It's all come out that it mainly retweeted Democrats on MSNBC. It makes me really mad because they know at CNN how bots work. They know that all these big companies employ Chinese bots, Indian bots, American bots, and by that, companies that have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of fake bots per customer. I mean, it's come out about Michael Dell buying hundreds of thousands of fake identities from China to then engage in political operations. We're putting some of the articles up on screen. In fact, if you'll pull that up, I'll give people the headline so people can read it for themselves. But this is what goes on. Hillary Clinton camp now paying online trolls to attack anyone who disparages her online. That's the Daily News. There it is, the follower factory, the New York Times. Everyone wants to be popular online. Some even pay for it inside social media. Black market. Yeah. Matt Drudge has all real accounts because there's sites that look at it and scan it. We have real accounts except for sometimes we basically approve everybody. They put people that don't like us in there as bots. And again, a person is programming the bot. So I will call a bot a person, but what it is it's an avatar. You program the bots. There's little robots in your house, but they're robots online, and you can go. And depending on the quality of the bots, you can go buy millions of bots, millions of fake identities for almost nothing. It's incredible. What's expensive is having the bots manned with a campaign. The bots basically come for free. And almost everybody I know in the media, you know, you'll see them with 100,000 Twitter followers, and then they got 2 million the next week. But you go to the rating sites, and they'll tell you, 97% of these are fake accounts. Remember when it came out, Michelle Obama, that more than two-thirds of her accounts were fake, so were Hillary's? It's fake. It's fake. And then you've got an old lady on her Facebook and Twitter, let's play a clip of the CNN, that had a couple bots from Russia that had political names, were posing as Americans, and she thought they were her friends. And they were saying pro-Trump stuff, so you go bully her like she's a Russian, thinking people at home are going to watch this and think, my God, they've even got old women that are Ruski agents now. You think about the lowness of CNN. There is no bottom. By the way, it's come out, just like we knew. They scripted the town hall, only let anti-gun people in, they thought, or gave them questions they were supposed to ask. They would pre-screen you and say, what question do you want to ask? They'd say, oh, that's actually, you'll stand over here. And then, oh, you're not going to be part of this now. Sorry, we're too full. Or they'll give you the scripted question. And we have eyewitness clips we're going to play coming up in the next segment. But it's all scripted. It's totally scripted. InfoWars does not pay for one bot, ladies and gentlemen. We don't pay for any fake people. If you follow us at Real Alex Jones or Prison Planet on Twitter with Paul, those are real people. That's why they grow organically over the years. It's real. But so many people fake it till you make it. And so, again, I'm going to explain this. I'm not the tech expert. I read all the tech expert articles. I've got tech people. You can go to major sites that review it. The Russian fingerprints on the election are some of the smallest fingerprints of any government. And all big governments try to get involved in elections. The U.S. gets involved in everybody else's election. The Russian fingerprints are very small because Russia has been in economic crisis for decades, and most of your Russian entrepreneurs online are involved in entrepreneurial activities or scams. Russia has a lot of scams, just like Nigeria coming out of it, because it's third world in some respects after the Soviet Union's collapse. It's been rebuilding. Does that mean Russians are criminals? No, it means that's what's going on. So that's why you've got Russian bots back into the United States that were mainly for Hillary and mainly for Democrats, because that's who was paying them. You've got Michael Moore at an anti-Trump event in New York paid for through the Russian company that was, again, paid by a subsidiary of the Open Society Foundation, the George Soros. You know, Sheriff Clark's come out and said, we've got the fingerprints of George Soros all over this youth movement, these kids walking out. And the media goes, oh, conspiracy theory. It's the Women's March funding it that's totally funded by him. He gave $287 million to start the movement for the first marches that came the day after the inauguration. Remember those? They were supposed to be victory marches for Hillary. To lecture women and say, you're represented by Hillary, by the Democrats. We represent you as victims. Oh, look at your big victory march. Now let's get rid of the patriarchy. Blah, blah, blah. It's on record that Soros is running this. So we got the Nazi collaborator, we got foreign governments, we got Hollywood, we got the big telecoms, we've got the Silicon Valley, we've got the big tech giants, we got the social media companies all completely censoring and blocking and getting in people's faces and harassing everyone and bullying and shutting people down. And then you've got this tiny blip on the radar screen that's Russian, and they get a magnifying glass and blow it up to the biggest thing in the world. It's like a pimple on a monkey's butt or something. They blow it up like it's, you know, the Mount St. Helens about to erupt here. And that's not enough for them now. They go to an old lady's house and get in her face and tell her she's a Russian bot or that she works with Russian bots. Here's the clip.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true, or what?
The Russians? I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved with us. You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not.
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your.
He just played a word game, which he, as a little deceiver, he got together. He thinks he could set up an old lady, even though she beats him with the facts. We're being patriotic. She's like, well, yeah, I was being patriotic. Oh, that's the name of the group, being patriotic, as some got you Perry Mason. And these reporters, admittedly, go to seminars with Jonathan Gruber, and he teaches them how to lie. And they sit there and listen. Oh, is that how I set up old ladies? I mean, hell, boy, go to prison or go join a gang. You can really learn how to be a slime bag. Yeah, so you're telling me the FBI can't catch a kid using his real name, but CNN can track an elderly woman to her house from social media? And here's the thing, CNN doesn't get how this blows up in their face. Everybody's so angry at them about this, and they don't even understand it. There's this patriotic old lady with her old husband sitting there. Remember what the Facebook executive said? They said, and Twitter's on record, we ban American flags. People think they're sharing them, nobody can see it. Because they're patriotic CNN. We'll be back. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're live globally for 4 hours. Then you've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer. You've got the David Knight, the great show he does in the morning. And so much more. And I look at all the guests we've got coming up. Dr. Michael Savage is joining us. I should have said that out of the gates. One of the audience is one of my favorite guests. We've got Alex Newman with incredibly important information about Soros' massive internet takeover plan, which he admits. That's what's incredible. They're now just saying ban all conservative, nationalistic, pro-family, pro-God. I mean, who died and made this guy king? Well, he wrote 30 years ago, you pull up the quotes, that he believes he is the Messiah, but that he didn't want to tell people that until he took full control. And I talked to some folks that know them that have been in their house in Connecticut. And they've got one in upstate New York as well. And, man, all black, everything's black with black mirrors in his house. And I don't want to go off another subject, but that's pure Satanism, ladies and gentlemen. And so God knows what this guy's into, man. The spirit cooking, Aleister Crowley crap. I mean, Lord, deliver us, please, Jesus. It just blows me away. So, Dr. Michael Savage is joining us, Alex Newman, Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's always got the latest big breaking thing. But I want to go back to last year when he was the first to say, these bots are out of Russia. They're leftist funded, Alex. I've talked to the White House, Alex. They have the intel, but they're not going to release it because it's classified. And there's always big news articles about this. Yes, Corsi talks to people in the White House, okay? And they got to sneak around to get in the information. And I just need to go with what he says. So many times I cannot believe what Corsi's putting out because it's just, remember over a year ago, that was still fantastical. That was still fantastical. And now it's all confirmed. And we're just like, move on to the next story. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, let's stop and look at this. Almost all 80%+ of the tweets were pro-Hillary. And it was funded by leftist groups. And then Mueller is indicting them. And it says for anti-Trump demonstrations. And Michael Moore was at it. Who can make this up? You cannot make up stuff that crazy except reality. That's why they say truth is stranger than fiction. And, you know, of course, he was telling me who was saying this in the White House. And quite frankly, I go, that's just too political. That's just them trying to go the other direction. But I've noticed Trump doesn't really do that. He doesn't BS. That's why they say he BSs, because he doesn't BS. And that was true. It's true. And the White House knows all this. The president has access to everything now with the intelligence information he's got. And he knows all this, but he's sitting there playing it close to the vest with his mouth hanging open, though, to learn that Hillary and the FBI and all these people at the top are in league with every foreign government. It's like saying a hooker had sex with somebody. She's married to him. It's not a Russian conspiracy. It's that these people just pass America around like a $2 whore. They got guys lined up and down the block to have their way with America. Except we're not even getting paid. We're getting all the diseases and the corruption and the whippings and the horrible, torturous nights. We get all the garbage from globalism. We get all the blame for globalism. We're the engine of globalism, but not the brains. We've been hijacked. Okay. Let me stop right here. I have hundreds of articles I need to get to. Hundreds. And I just cannot even get over what one of the producers, Matt, pointed out that was totally true during the last break. And I'm just going to have to stop, compose myself, cover some other subjects, and then come back and cover this because I owe it to this lady, and you owe it to this lady, and we owe it to ourselves to recognize what this really is. And when he said it, it hit me like a ton of bricks. So Matt's a smart guy. He gets a little cat ate the canary look when he actually gets on air, but behind the scenes, we're going to get him on air with some podcasts. I'm planning a bunch of stuff. Whoever wants to be on air can basically be on air. They've got talent around here. That's what I plan to do. Very, very soon, with a whole bunch of extra just straight-up podcasts delivered right to you. Huge podcast format that we've been doing podcasting since it began, but we're going to really revamp it all and roll out a whole line of podcasts. But I'm going to stop right there. When he told me this, I got upset because I didn't get the full dimension. And when he said it, it was absolutely true. And that's why I get frustrated that I can't drill into each story for 3-4 hours, though I should, because people can't tune in that long. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. We'll cover it the next segment. Wow. And then I've got all this other news. Again, it's all like cutesy and funny. Should the next emoji rollout include a pregnant man? Leftists think so. But see, you can't say man because Purdue writing guide, words with man should be avoided. Next, it'll be banned, as it already is on entrance forms for elementary. So that's the type of stuff we have that ties into all of this. And again, the story that I've been leading with here is Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit. And they, if you look at all the different breakdowns, over 80%. It's not in this story, but it's in others. You can pull it up. That was pro-Hillary. It was anti-Trump demonstrations. And why would you do that? Why would you fund that? Why would you? Because there was leftist groups funding it, ladies and gentlemen, and the trolls took money from whoever paid it to them. And of course, 80% of or more of the of what the Russians did was Democrat. Because what did the Democrats have? They had 80% of the money in 2016. So surprise, surprise, Gomer. Boom, 80% plus because they had all the money. So, of course, you've got a mercenary bot group. It's incredible. It's incredible. And then if you get caught doing it, you just say it's pro-Trump and hanging around his neck and go harass an old lady. That's coming up in the next segment, the angle I hadn't thought about. Another big subject that absolutely infuriates the globalist is they had a bunch of headlines about Milo on the show yesterday. Minopolis, and I didn't even tell him he told us the plug stuff, but he plugged our liver and the kidney cleanse, Icarin, that's so popular and is the most concentrated form that we could develop of things that are known to flush out your kidneys and liver in a healthy way. Everybody owes it themselves and their family, and it supports the broadcast. And they said, oh, he's reduced to being on InfoWars and pitching vitamins, supplements. So, oh, Jeff Bezos is reduced to being the biggest supplement seller in the world, and he's the richest man in the world. Oh, CNN is reduced to having a whole bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitor suicide mass murder pills that say on the insert they make you kill people and cause psychotic breaks. See how it's all about popularity with Jezebel and a bunch of the publications. Faded troll Milo Yiannopoulos seen on InfoWars shilling questionable supplements. Me see laughing. Oh, yes, we're such a failure. We're just exploding, reaching out, TV, radio, all over the place. Oh, but you see Jezebel and the whole fading media complex that openly wants to censor everybody. It is trying to make fun of us and demonize people, because Milo won't just be told that he's collapsed and he's gone and no one's going to listen to him. And, you know, we told you you're dead politically, so just crawl in a hole and shut up. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. That's why Milo, even though he's another media personality, I'm not in competition with him and I'm not trying to tear him down, because their attempt to destroy him or destroy the Drudge Report or to destroy Rush Limbaugh or anybody, they're coming for you next. So, I like seeing Milo around. He's funny, he's witty, and he can attack the whole leftist LGBT lobby that's running around trying to bully people in their free speech. That's why they fear him and are trying to shut him down and no platform him, is because he's effective. We'll be right back. Stay with us with the big news.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is such an important segment. I'm asking everybody tuned in right now to really listen to what I'm breaking down here, because this is hiding in plain view. No one has pointed this out, and it is so incredibly critical. Now, of course, it's come out that over 80%, this is in the news today, we covered it earlier, of the paid bots with the Mueller indictments were anti-Trump, including organizing demonstrations that Michael Moore was at. You cannot make that up. But now CNN has gone out to this old lady's house in Broward County while her husband's working in the garage and get in her face and say, did you know you were working with the Russians? And they berate her and they play little word games with her and all sorts of stuff. And people are really, really angry about what happened to Florine Grun Goldfarb. Because imagine, this is really voter intimidation. Just like Democrats have done for decades where they publish a list of concealed carry owners in the local papers so people know who to rob. It's a pure form of harassment. And under state and federal law, what is voter intimidation? Well, other harassment, particularly toward non-English speakers and voters of color, aggressively questioning voters about their citizenship, criminal record, or other qualifications, falsely presenting oneself as election officials, spreading false information about the voter, blah, blah, blah. Basically getting in their face, trying to intimidate them. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is voter intimidation 101, and CNN knows full well how bots work, and they know the majority of bots are Chinese and are Indian and are hired by Western companies, and that Hillary and Google and Facebook and Twitter have hired virtual armies of bots programmed by armies of political operatives with talking points. So they go out to the grandma's house, and they get in her face, and it's pure voter intimidation. Not only is the story bull, and it's this idea that we're coming to your house, you're bad, you better watch. It's like Twitter sent out 600 plus thousand letters saying you are connected to Russians, you're under investigation. That is like sending black people letters saying you're under investigation for being involved with criminal groups because you voted. This is high-tech voter intimidation beyond anything the KKK could ever dream of, and it's happening in your face. Mass censorship, bot purge, saying that conservatives are all really Russian agents, and then mainstream media just goes with it. So let's go to the voter intimidation. Clear voter intimidation going to her house. Imagine if they started going to Hispanic folks' houses that were citizens, but asking if they talked to any illegals or they helped any illegals vote. I mean, you would just see people pulling their hair out, and you should. This is directly to intimidate and tell people you don't want CNN at your house. And this is, again, CNN trying to cover up the fact that it's coming out in the news that the majority of the tweeting, the majority of the botting was pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, because the leftists were spending money all over the world trying to get around our election laws and dump as much money as they could into the United States. Again, Hillary outspent Trump. Basically 4-1. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true or what?
The Russians, I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved.
Well, stop right there. You notice that trick. She says you were just being patriotic. She goes, yes. He goes, oh, they're called being patriotic. A total 101 sleight-of-hand magician manipulation. This is what trained liars do. This is what they go to journalism school now for mainstream media to learn how to lie. In fact, I tweeted it out earlier. The young people at the journalism school there where the mass shooting happened, we have the photo of during the time they're on camera with CBS News. They're all very sad, very solemn. And then afterwards, everybody is smiling. And, you know, it's just a really great time to be anti-gun activist and make mommy and daddy proud. So let's, again, go back. And on screen, they said unwittingly helped Russian operation. It's not even a Russian government operation. It's a Democratic Party and leftist funded operation against Trump. So they're lying on so many levels. There's voter intimidation. They're saying it's basically a Russian government operation. Not true. They know that. Even their own indictment says that. Almost all of it was anti-Trump, including rallies with Michael Moore, paid for by it. And he's there misrepresenting it to the viewers, misrepresenting her, trying to trick her, all scripted, but it still fails. And people are pissed about the intimidation and the bullying of an old couple. Here it is.
You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not.
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
That
Come
group
on,
was Russian.
Pause again. You got to love this great gal that grew up in the late 40s or 50s. And, you know, she's sitting there talking about, I don't go with Russians. And it's like, I don't go out with you. That's not her boyfriend. I don't go with Russians. She's an American girl. And, again, you've got this anti-American globalist group in league with George Soros. They've been funded by him as well at CNN. Special reports they do when they're not getting Gulf dictator money, like out of Qatar, like the young turds get as well. So let's continue.
To do with the Russians.
Well, apparently you did.
No.
Maybe you didn't know it, but
oh,
you
please.
Did.
when you're talking like this, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I'm talking what's
those
what's
people
based on
that
the...
were with me were all Trump supporters. Very, very much so.
And okay. All apparently following the direction of groups that were associated with Russians.
Hit
who were
again. Following the direction because there's a Russian bot factory funded by the Democrats, 80%+, going and liking what you're doing, when the whole leftist thing is about a tower of bots, a house of cards built on bots, and you've got Sean Parker saying, almost none of your friends are real, we're there to keep you depressed and alone, it's meant to hurt you. So the former head of Facebook says, this is meant and designed to hurt you, it's very immoral, it's very bad, and it's getting worse, and then here they are saying, no, you were directed by Russians. Here, let's continue.
BS. Actually infiltrated.
BS. And please report that. I don't believe that.
So if somebody says something on your Facebook feed, you've been infiltrated. Why, if North Korea posts something, you're run by North Korea. That's the like if you drive by a Buddhist temple, you're a Buddhist. You know, if you walk by the porno mags at the gas station, you like to read them. It's this witch hunt of witch hunt.
Okay. They were at my meeting. They're all Trump supporters, okay?
Mm-hmm. But did you realize that you guys were in communication electronically with Russians?
Not me.
You were in communication electronically. Oh, like you were secretly with a radio at midnight. Morse code. Oh, Comrade Lenin, what do we do? It's a conservative lady who organizes people in a key battleground county in Florida. Where the Democrats lose elections is very, and they wanted to go into her and say, you're a Russian, you were in contact with the Russians, they were hiding under your bed at night. Let's continue.
Interesting stuff on Facebook.
Hillary Clinton was, and so was all her bandits.
Some of the stuff that you were in charge of the Facebook account, right? You were posting and reposting almost word for word the information that was coming out of this internet research agency.
That's what you do on the internet. If you like something, you forward the post. Again, playing, they picked an old lady thinking they could mess with her brain, but they still fail. What scum? Can you imagine being this reporter? This level of filth? Continue. Flag on the house.
Thank you.
It's a blue-collar patriot family that's politically involved, and they're pissed. CNN knows the enemy. They know it's the house of the American flag and old people. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even really plug this hour. We need your financial support. We've got a bunch of specials that have got to end today because I haven't come up with new ones yet. 50% off, 53% off, the high-quality toothpaste, 4-5 with colloidal silver and iodine super blue. It's just all going to end up selling out because I haven't come up with a new special. They're all about to end on Icarin, on Cellforce, on Brainforce, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you for funding the tip of the spear in the resurrection of America. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The sun.